Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, and welcome to the Senior Zone. This cold, but yet beautiful, I contend, still beautiful Monday morning, December 12th. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and here on the Senior Zone, we have been connecting seniors 50 and up since 2012 with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events, and advice while hoping to improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why? Simply because we care. The call number for today's show, it's 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Coming up shortly, we are spotlighting two local companies. They are enriching the lives of older adults here in the DMV. The company names, you ask? They are Trivato LLC. They are helping families and individuals with dementia live more independently. We also have District Mobile Dental. They are a completely mobile in-residence oral health care provider specializing in comprehensive dental care for older adults living here also in the DMV. They are all over the place, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Afterwards, we are discussing a new partnership program between the Washington Area Community Investment Fund, also known as WAKIF, and AARP. It's called Work for Yourself at 50 Plus. So if you're looking to work for yourself but not by yourself, you certainly don't want to miss our second segment. Lastly, we're going to close out the show with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. But as I always do, I got to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone on the front end of our show. And first up is Seabury Resources on Aging, their Connect a Card program. It's an alternative transportation option which gives D.C. residents a flexible choice for getting to and from medical and personal appointments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with their subsidized Visa debit card. You can call them at 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. Next up, Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some, not all, some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. Their number is 301-255-0066. 301-255-0066. Next up, our good friends, they have been with us since the very beginning. Legal Counsel for the Elderly, AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you. And at no cost, absolutely free. So if you have a need for legal assistance, give them a call, 202-434-2120, 202-434-2120. And last but certainly not least, the D.C. Office on Aging, under the leadership of Ms. Laura Newland and her wonderful staff of folks, Darlene, Valdonia, and so many other folks over there, they carry out and develop a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district older adults, as well as persons living with disabilities and their caregivers. The D.C. Office on Aging, their number is 202-724-5622. One more time, 202-724-5622. Folks, we'll be right back after the short break with Mickey Fire, president of Trivato LLC, and Mr. Noah Dubin, vice president of District Mobile Dental.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
An alternative transportation option for Washington, D.C.'s older adults. The Seabury's Connected Card program provides subsidized transportation funds for eligible residents of the District of Columbia through a prepaid Visa debit card. Customers can use the Connected Card to pay for transportation-related expenses, which include but are not limited to taxi services, public transportation fare cards, private transportation services, and intercity bus and rail. Who can apply? D.C. residents age 60 and older. Signing up could not be easier. Contact the Connected Card office at 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. And get your Connected Card now. Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. And once again, I am your host, Sean Purry. And with me today is returning guest, Ms. Mickey Fire of Travato LLC, as well as first-time visitor to the Senior Zone, Mr. Noah Dubin of District Mobile Dental. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
So let me better introduce you to our listeners out there. Mickey, she is president of Travato LLC. She's a gerontologist and dementia expert. By using person-centered methods, she allows families and people with dementia to live more successfully in any environment. Noah Dubin, he is co-founder and vice president of District Mobile Dental. He's a dental expert who has a passion for ensuring that those who cannot get to the dentist still receive dental care they need to stay physically and cognitively healthy. So again, welcome to the Senior Zone. And for the sake of time, let's just jump right into it. You know, I started spotlighting businesses. You know, I've done it in the past, but I was excited to, you know, bring you guys onto the Senior Zone and spotlight what you are doing in our local community. So let's jump with dental care if we can. You know, sure. Noah, how did you form or come up with the idea of mobile dental?
It was a family problem, let's say. We were trying to get care for my own grandparents. One grandfather had physical disabilities and couldn't get out, and the other had dementia himself. We were just trying to bring the care to them, and from there saw that there, you know, would likely be a great need for this kind of service, and went about developing the system for it.
Yeah. So what does it entail? Because I'm trying to envision, you know, taking, you know, my dentist experience out to a home or to a nursing facility or assisted living facility. How does that work? What does that look like?
Sure. So all the equipment is portable itself. The chair, the dental chair folds up. Our dentist stool folds up. The unit is contained in about a luggage, carry-on luggage size case, and all the tools are portable. X-rays are portable on a laptop, and we wheel everything in, set it up for each individual, and break it down and go on our way.
Yeah. Are you limited in terms of the type? of services that you can provide, you know, on site?
Only in the respect of implant dentistry. So we don't provide implants because it's a surgical procedure, but otherwise we provide the full range of services from cleanings, x-rays, fillings, dentures, crowns, bridges, you name it. We can do it and in the home.
Yeah, I know, you know, from my experience, and I've heard this over you know, a period of time because, you know, Medicare doesn't cover dental. And so as a result, some are without insurance. And so as a result of that, many don't, you know, take care of their dental, you know, hygiene and health. Why is it so important that older adults disregard that and invest, you know, their time and resources to ensuring, you know, quality dental care?
A lot of it has to do with the changes that are going on in your mouth. As you age, your gums, you know, are receding. They're pulling away from the teeth. You're taking a lot more medications that can cause dry mouth. That leads to a lot more bacteria in the mouth. And generally, it's just harder as we get older to take care of ourselves. In any health aspect, but especially with teeth, and especially with those with dementia, who can't really, you know, care for themselves on a daily basis.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to bring you in, Mickey. As Noah just mentioned, you know, dementia. It's why is it so important, or even maybe more so important for those with dementia to have proper, you know, dental hygiene care?
Because people with dementia can't always communicate what's going on with their any pain that might be happening in their mouth or things like that. So a lot of the time we'll see that somebody with dementia might stop eating or they're acting out and having certain behaviors, and we try to medicate them, but really it could be something going on in their mouth. So we want to make sure that they're getting the proper care so that the dentist is making sure there's nothing in there that could be causing issues in other areas of their life as well.
Yeah, I would think that taking someone with dementia, you know, out of their comfort zone, you know, would be somewhat intimidating as well. I'm sure you guys experienced that as well. So providing dental care in a place that they're familiar with kind of makes the experience a little more, I don't know, relaxing, inviting, you know, encouraging for them, I would think.
Yeah. And I mean, the dentist is just a scary thing anyway. Noah's told me, what, 36% of people have a fear?
36% of those who don't see a dentist regularly say that fear is the reason why. And it's a scary place to go. Not, you know, if the dentist comes back to you and he says nothing at all, then, you know, you think you've done a good job for the last 6 months. But a lot of times he's got other things to say, and it can be scary not understanding what your issue, you know, might actually be. So,
I get that.
And for someone with dementia, I mean, wouldn't the dentist have to wear the mask? You know, there's regulations. They have to wear the mask. That can be scary, too. And if, like you said, if there's any way to make them more comfortable, such as being in their house or having their own items in their home to distract them from the person behind the mask, that makes it easier.
Yeah. So. And I just want to make it clear for our listeners, Noah, you just don't specialize in dental care for those with dementia. You know, District Mobile Dental goes throughout the DMV, you know, whether you have dementia or not, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We specialize in care for older adults. Our training is specific in that nature. We've done continuing education programs to the University of Minnesota. They do a mini residency in geriatric dental care. And then in dementia care itself, that's why we brought along Truvada to try to train us and get better at caring for what is a large percentage of our patient base.
Yeah, you know, we're on a faith-based station, and so we have a lot of faith-based listeners. But I know we also have folks that, you know, oversee a lot of the senior facilities, wellness centers and recreation centers and buildings around. If they are listening, I think you guys would be a great tag team to come out and make a presentation, you know, at some of those facilities. I think there's a lot that can be learned. I really haven't seen a presentation like that in my experience going out in the community. So if you're listening, you know, contact us and get Noah as well as Mickey out there to educate, you know, your seniors on dementia as well as, you know, dental care as well. What are some of the unique challenges, you know, that both of you guys find with dealing with dental care of someone who has dementia?
The inability to communicate. So for me, if I say, you know, oh my gosh, my tooth hurts when I chew on that side, let me call Dr. Dubin and have him come look at my mouth. But if somebody with dementia might not be able to communicate where the pain is coming from. So that's the biggest challenge from my standpoint on dental care and dementia is identifying when there is a problem.
And actually getting through the visits themselves, you know, you're asking a patient to open, close many times throughout the course of a procedure and stay open at points so that we can take impressions and fit crowns. And they're just simply not able to do it, you know, because of their cognitive impairment.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys have to do anything, you know, sedation at all in some cases to get them to at least oblige?
We don't sedate at all. We haven't used sedation dentistry in some time. We prefer to get our procedures done with minimal medication, you know, and other outside sources of getting someone to be calm. That's why we have dementia training, so that, you know, we don't need to rely on a pre-medication. We can get through the appointment with proper technique and in the safest way for the patient.
All right. How is there – do you track the number of folks – this is a question that came to my head, Nora. The folks that have dementia that you're providing dental care with that you have to then transition to a non-mobile facility? You know, say back to your dentist's office to take care of whatever issue they may be having.
We haven't needed to. I mean, any issue that they would have, we would still aim to take care of on site and in the home. Again, the implant is the only thing that we're not providing, and it's just a rare service that a senior is going to have done based on other, you know, medical complications that they have, et cetera.
Yeah. Just generally speaking now then, what are some of the signs and signals for older adults that they are in need of dental care?
Well, you don't have to always wait for the signs. Everyone is recommended every 6 months to see their dentist and take care of themselves on a daily basis. Some things you can look for, though, not eating is a great sign. If a resident at a community or someone you're taking care of is not eating, then that can be a sure sign that they have some kind of pain in their mouth, whether it's coming from the teeth, the tongue, or some kind of gum tissue.
Yeah, yeah. And if folks are looking to speak with you, have you come out to their facility for speaking engagements or for dental care, how can they reach District Mobile Dental?
Directly at my email, noah@districtmobiledental.com, or calling me directly. My cell is 240-460-5122.
On the Senior Zone, you got to mention that twice because they write slow.
Okay. Again, it's 240-460-5122.
Okay. And if they missed it, they can always contact us here on the Senior Zone. Real quick, Mickey, tell our folks about Truvato, because it's an interesting story. I mean, yeah. you started this, but, you know, it's catching on throughout the entire DMV, it seems.
It is. We provide comprehensive assessments as well as guidance for dementia care and training for anybody who's living with or working with someone with dementia. So we really help people understand how to handle their situation the best for whatever environment they're in, whether they are at home or if they're in a facility. So we really try to help people have the knowledge that they need to go out there and make the right decisions. And we help them with that.
How many people are affected with dementia? I hear it in the news, but, you know, personally, God has blessed my family thus far where we're not affected by this. But I hear statistically that the numbers are rising.
The numbers are rising. In the United States, there's over 5 million people who are diagnosed with dementia, but that number is likely a lot higher because so many people go without being diagnosed. A lot of people dismiss it as old age, and that's not always what it is. So the numbers are a lot higher. But for every person with dementia, there's at least 3 caregivers. So the number of people who are impacted by dementia is very great.
Yeah, my wife would contend otherwise with my level of forgetfulness that there's some other signs.
I'll come do an assessment. Don't worry.
So speaking of that, what are some of the stages, you know, of dementia?
Some of the stages. So, you know, it depends on the type of dementia because there's so many different types of dementia. And I think that is the most common misconception is that people say, if I'm forgetting something, then it's probably dementia. But dementia can present itself in a lot of different ways. Memory is the first thing to go in Alzheimer's, but in other types of dementia, like frontotemporal dementia, the first thing to go is your ability to reason and use good judgment. So controlling your emotions, that kind of goes out the window. Your ability to communicate, coming up with the correct words and being able to you know, when you start to forget the word or you can't explain yourself and you used to be able to, then that's kind of a problem too. So it just varies with each person.
Gotcha. And real quick, helping folks live more independently. That's what it's all about. We want to age in place, stay in a familiar environment. How does Trivato LLC, you know, help folks live more independently while coping with dementia?
The goal is really to make sure that they live successfully in whatever environment they're in, because you can't always stay in your home. Sometimes it's not the safest way. But if that's what you want to do and there's no way that the person with dementia is going to move into a facility, Trivato can help families and friends figure out how to make the home a safe environment for them. Some of those same things you'd get in a facility, like the colors of the walls, colors of plates, the types of floors, those kinds of things, Trivato can make those recommendations based on the environment.
I want to have you guys back here on the show. I mean, these are young folks. These are young people with an old spirit that you've been listening to. District Mobile Dental, Noah Dubin, as well as Mickey Fire of Trivato LLC. I want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. You are part of our business spotlight. Senior business spotlight, you know, of the week. So I thank you for doing what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing out there and keep us in the loop, you know, as well. There, how can people reach Trivato real quick?
They can. I'll just give my phone number. It's 443-510-1169. Again, it's 443-510-1169.
Gotcha. Well, I want to thank you guys again for coming on to the Senior Zone. You are now family. Noah, your certificate, you know, is in the mail. You know, it's coming, I assure you, one day soon. Mickey's still waiting on hers. But again, thank you guys for coming on to the Senior Zone.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, appreciate it so very much. That was Noah Dubin of District Mobile Dental and Mickey Fire of Trivato LLC. We'll be right back after this break. We're talking getting to work or working for yourself after the age of 50 with the Washington Area Community Investment Fund. We'll be right back.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. And once again, I am your host, Sean Perry. And today we are talking about a new program, a partnership, an alliance between the Washington Area Community Investment Fund and AARP. It's called Work for Yourself at 50 Plus. And with me today is the executive director of WAKIF. Hopefully I pronounced that correct. That's an acronym. Mr. Harold Pettigrew Jr. there. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
I'm thankful to have you here on the show and talk about, you know, WAKIF. You know, again, that's the Washington Area Community Investment Fund. Let me explain to people what WAKIF is real quick, and then we'll have you do your thing. The Washington Area Community Investment Fund is one of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area's leading community development financial institution, whose mission is to empower underserved communities by providing access to capital and technical assistance. Since 1987, WAKIF has invested over $24 million in strategic financing to small businesses, child care, and community facilities, and affordable housing developments in underserved communities throughout the Washington, D.C. region. Today, we're going to be discussing a new partnership program between WAKIF and AARP. Again, it's called Work for Yourself at 50 Plus. I'm always excited, Harold, to get our folks, our 50 plus folks, you know, working and engaged.
Absolutely. And we are too. And that's the excitement around the program, really bringing the resources and the heft as an organization of AARP locally here to Washington, D.C., bringing more resources. So
tell us just a little bit more about it. I'm going to let you talk and I'm going to shut up for a minute. Tell us more about that program and how that partnership with AARP, how did that come to place?
Absolutely. Well, it's a national program, actually, that AARP is running. Mm-hmm. And so there's a number of organizations throughout the country, and Wake Up is one here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan region, that are all focused on bringing those types of resources to our older Americans, figuring out ways that we can close that gap and bridge a better pathway for entrepreneurship. And I think you said it best. You know, there's a tremendous opportunity to have folks work for themselves, but not by themselves. Yeah. And that's what we're here to help.
Yeah. You know, I love entrepreneurial. You know, I love that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
And I used to have it. I'm a retired military guy. I used to have that spirit, but I called it entrepreneurial spirit, you know, being entrepreneurial within an organization.
Yeah,
so that's another, you know, conversation there. So what is the work for yourself at 50 plus? What does it cover? What do participants that are involved in that get out of it?
Yeah, so it's set up as a workshop series, you know, and this is where we pull together some of our team. We pull in resource providers throughout the region as well for us to partner and deliver entrepreneurship trainings. And so it's a 90, the sessions are 90 minutes where we will go out and conduct these sessions and walk folks who are looking to potentially take a hobby to actually more entrepreneurial sort of focus, or folks who hadn't thought about it before but find themselves wanting to. We'll take them through a curriculum that was created by AARP with support by the Harford. To have them pursue the ideas and think through what are some of the elements to creating a business that they may be interested in.
Yeah, I need to go through that with you as well.
Come on. We have our first session is tomorrow morning. We'd love to have you.
We're going to talk about that as well. Yeah. So why focus on, you know, small business creation and development for older Americans? Because, you know, as you get a little older, you get more settled in your ways. You're not as risk-taking, you know, if you will. Why the focus on older adults and small business creation?
Well, a couple things, I think. So I think, one, we're at the footsteps of the silver tsunami, so to say. More baby boomers are going to be retiring. And certainly there's this opportunity to have our older Americans to actually leverage the experience that they've had throughout their career, to still be active participants in the economy. There's a lot of energy there. You know, we want to make sure that we provide those resources so that our older adults are able to still pursue what their interests are. The second thing is that what we've seen as well is that entrepreneurs from 55 to 65 have actually served as a dominant population with startups. And that's been pretty exciting to actually see. And that's up since 1996, 20 years ago, where 26% of the population is 55 to 65 starting businesses, up from 15%.
Wow.
You know, so it's an exciting opportunity where we want to make sure that we're delivering resources that's specific to that population.
Yeah. So speaking of resources, what resources does then, you know, WAKIF and AARP, you know, bring to the table or provide for those that are participating?
So the foundation is education. And so for us first, helping entrepreneurs to navigate that process, to understand what the challenges are of entrepreneurship, what the opportunity is, so that folks are well equipped to understand not only the business aspects of what they're doing, but financial management, some of the marketing components and the different opportunities that are available. We're a community loan fund. And so what we look to do is actually not just help you pursue the educational components, but also tying that into capital. So where there are the most promising ideas, we're actually able to link that to capital, to loans that we deploy as an organization. So for us, it's kind of fully encompassing the educational components to make sure that it's a solid idea and we're able to help folks navigate it. But then on the back end, if there's a need for capital, we're there as well.
Yeah. How do you get to that point where you're deciding what's prominent and then what's not? Is this like a Shark Tank kind of arrangement here?
In some elements, yes, but no, it's definitely not the pressure of Shark Tank. No, it's really we're a resource to those folks. And you know, some people who may pursue a business idea, it may not be that they're looking for a loan. It may be that they just need to understand how to become licensed so that they can be more formal mm-hmm. in their business. How they can take a hobby to actual business. Mm-hmm. Really, it's the foundation of education that we found that is the core, so to say, that entrepreneurs need. And so for us, it's really sticking to that educational component, because as an organization, right, we're not a bank. You know, and so for us, it's not driving loans or revenue, so to say. For us, it's really investing in the person. And so we want to make sure that whether it's a senior or anyone else in the different services and programs that we provide, that we're investing in a person and that they're better off for it.
Yeah, it was years ago. I came across a lady in D.C. and she had taken her hobby, because you spoke about hobbies, mm-hmm. and it was a quilting hobby. And she had formed it into a business. Now, she wasn't, you know, getting rich, you know, off of this, but it was something that allowed her to, you know, have additional income, mm-hmm. you know, however mm-hmm. small it may be, you know, in addition to her retirement, but also get out of the house, you know, and do stuff. And it was a small, she had classes she would hold on quilting. And I went to one of those classes and I learned about the historical significance of quilting from an African-American perspective.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And that's another sidebar conversation, you know, for us, but there are people out there, no idea is too small is what my point
that's
is
right.
I'm trying to say here.
Well, and I'll even add to that, right? And this is more my personal philosophy in doing this kind of work that's mission driven. Mm-hmm. You know, income helps you get by, but assets help you get ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when you think
about it one more time.
you know, income helps you get by, uh-huh. but assets help you get ahead. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the type of assets that are most prevalent to us is home ownership and then entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the more ways that we can explore entrepreneurship and close the gap of knowledge that people have about taking an idea, it might be, and there's always this perspective, right, that mm-hmm. you have to think about the next Facebook or Microsoft or something like that. That's not what entrepreneurship should be contained to. Mm-hmm. It could be that one woman or man who's quilting.
Yeah. You don't have to reinvent or create a wheel.
You really don't. Plenty of opportunities. Plenty of opportunities. And that's where we try to come in to help push folks ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So on a high level, how does the mission of WakeUp, your organization, mm-hmm. Fit or marry with AARP?
Yeah, so that's one of the exciting components, right? We've had this full spectrum of services where we've worked with in a given year over between 300 and 400 people. Mm-hmm. You know, and so for us, it's the as we move forward, beginning to develop services specific to different populations. Because what we do know as well is while we're putting forward entrepreneurship programs and putting forward capital as well, there's different needs that different populations have and different ways that we need to communicate. So it aligns perfectly in that way that we're looking to invest in all of our citizens here in the region, you know, and that's our focus, you know, community investment fund, which is in our name. Mm-hmm. It's how we invest in people and how we invest in our communities here.
Yeah. Yeah. So now let's talk about the work for yourself at 50 plus. Mm-hmm. That's work for yourself at 50 plus. Yep. What are the, what's the strengths behind that program?
Yeah. So there's a couple components there I hit on it a little earlier. So first is helping seniors to explore what entrepreneurship means and the possibilities that are there. And that's figuring out whether it's something that they do now, it's something that could be a larger, more viable business idea, or it could be helping them to explore something that may be a hobby now that they like to make more formal, or frankly, it could be someone who's had a career, they're recently retired, and now they want to figure out now how to pursue that as an independent business idea.
Yeah.
You know, so exploring those different components from the idea itself to some of the marketing elements to the financial elements, it's 90 minutes, so it's meant as a teaser, so to say, because mm-hmm. you know there's much more that could be covered beyond 90 minutes.
Yeah, real quick, that event, this 90-minute event, it's mm-hmm. happening this week, correct?
So our first one is going to be tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Where's
it going to be at?
In Washington, D.C., uh-huh. at the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, down at Southwest.
DCRA.
DCRA.
That's right. What's the address there?
So it's the Small Business Resource Center. It's 1100 4th Street Northwest on the second floor.
If you didn't get it, we're going to mention that a couple more times in this segment. But it's 1100 4th Street Northwest.
Southwest,
folks out there. You know, within, you know, vulnerable or low income you know, communities where big businesses have chosen not to invest in. It's really been those that have been entrepreneurs, those small businesses, those mom and pop restaurants and storefronts that have kept those communities moving along. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely.
And with the demographics changing the way it's changing, as you already know, I'm sure we're getting so much older than we are young. And
in a
short few years from now, we're going to be there're going to be more people over the age of 60 than there are under the age of 14. So we're kind of top heavy there. So it's so important to get our older adults. And I applaud you for what you're doing and what AARP is doing, you know, here to get our 50 plus folks engaged and thinking about, you know, entrepreneurship, even at this stage in our lives. I'm a 50 plus guy, as well as small businesses. Are there any other partnerships, Harold, that you have that's going along or tagging along with you with this endeavor?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been in talks with the DC Office of Aging, and we were at a meeting last week supporting them with a senior annual event that took place. The team was out promoting services, as well as the local AARP chapters. We're going to look to expand that with the Department of Small and Local Business Development in Washington, D.C. But I want to make sure that it's clear as well that it's not just a Washington, D.C. program. So we're going to be looking at how we expand it to Maryland and Virginia as well so that we can fully serve the region. Yeah. But we also have resources available to us and partners that have been longstanding, such as the Women's Business Center, the Law Pro Bono program. So we try to have a good mix of our network that's involved in this way. It really depends on the need of the entrepreneur. So we'll figure out ways that based off that need that we can tie them into a partner that could provide that one-on-one assistance.
I'm gonna put myself out there. Consider the senior zone a resource, you know,
absolutely.
Well, to the extent that I can have some influence there of getting folks out and speaking as well. You know, I'm excited
because
I have that entrepreneurial spirit myself.
Yeah,
always
absolutely.
I'm always hustling.
So we're gonna make sure you're in one of those classes then.
Hey, not a problem at all. You can count me in. I can't do it tomorrow because I have an event tomorrow. We have a monthly event that we do here on the Senior Zone.
Okay.
But, tell us, you know, what's the response been like?
Oh, it's been great. I think we're almost packed for our first one tomorrow. Okay. So we're looking at this as a bit of a pilot, right? Because it's lasting 6 months. And so we're going to line up a couple workshops. The first one is tomorrow. The next couple of ones will be in January, February, and March. So we're still working on dates, but we'll get that to the Senior Zone. But we're looking at the turnout after we finish all the workshops to determine how we're going to move forward. Mm-hmm. But we even as of 2 weeks ago, I think we were almost at capacity for our first class. So it's been really good response.
Okay, well, good. Well, you're speaking to the faith-based community here, so there's a lot of churches that are listening.
That's what we want.
Their folks to get, you know, engaged or re-employed, and you know, the more they make, the higher those tithes go.
Absolutely. That's
being
right.
Lighthearted. That's right. Being lighthearted, my faith-based community. So the event is tomorrow, December 13th.
Yes.
At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
At the D.C. Office on Regulatory Affairs.
The Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs.
Department of DCRA, and that's
DCRA.
1100 4th Street Southwest. Is there a registration that folks have to go through?
Yes, and that's actually with AARP.
Okay.
And so if someone wants to participate, they should call 888-339-5617.
Okay.
And just to repeat, 888-339-5617.
Gotcha. You know, you learned from my previous interview, right?
That's right. Hey, I took notes, man. I took
my
notes.
Seniors, I'm a quick learner. We get it. We write slow. We got to hear stuff twice as we get older. So let's talk about small business.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's changing. You know, it has changed. How do you see it changing? And I don't normally get into politics too much.
Sure.
But with the next administration coming in and the down ballots that have occurred, how do you see the face of small business changing?
Yeah, so the most interesting thing to me will be to see what the commitments will be and how they'll continue as it relates to race and gender equity and the resources that are made available there. You know, and I think that translates directly into how we look at resources that are available to pursue minority and women-owned business ownership, and the resources that are available at the community level to actually pursue initiatives in that way. Yeah. You know, I think it's important getting to the what is a driving sort of principle earlier that I mentioned, right? Income helps you get by, assets help you get ahead. So how can you have more resources that are focused on asset building for communities that have historically, you know, been locked out of the traditional opportunities that that white populations have not, you know, just to be frank about it, you know. And so I think as we get into the new administration, as we move forward, I think that'll be the test, you know, whether much of the rhetoric that was really present before is really going to be put aside, and it's going to be focused on really representing the entire country.
Yeah, you know, I'm concerned about it. I was just reading an article put out by the Huffington Post over the weekend, and and there's the gentleman who oversees one of the subcommittees on Medicare reform and Social Security and that sort, you know, is really talking about really gutting that program.
Yeah.
You know, I mean gutting it, you know, down to just the nuts and bolts kind of thing. Yeah. And it frightens me, you know, for our seniors. I mean, it really, really frightens. My wife would tell you when I'm sitting at home reading articles like that, it really, you know, gets to my core and frightens me, because that's a vulnerable population. And so I want to keep them protected. And one of the ways that we can kind of combat what may be coming, right? I'm not trying to incite any fear.
No, sure.
Is thinking about how we can do for ourselves, you know, be an entrepreneur, even at this stage in the game, creating a small business. Like I said, it doesn't have to be somewhere. It doesn't be Microsoft or Google or Facebook.
That's
it can be a quilting kind of business if you're good at that, right?
That's right.
And something to supplement, you know, one's income. So that's why I think this is, you know, so important, just so you can kind of, I'm at a loss for a word there, but try to, you know, offset what possibly could be coming. And if it doesn't come, still, it's more the better for you.
That's right. You know, and I think it's a bit of both and, right? That you definitely have to pursue those pathways that are going to position you better, you know, at no matter what your income level is, no matter where you are geographically, there's always that opportunity to pursue help specifically with entrepreneurship, you know, but equally, there has to be that focus as well on making sure that elected officials are held accountable, you know, and I think that speaks even more now when you do have a unified Congress and the White House, where you have to have that activity and voices have to be heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, many communities that have been, you know, you mentioned assets. I mean, income gets you by, something that, you know, but assets carry you through. I forgot your exact term. But when you've been disenfranchised for so long,
that's right.
You know, your ceiling is, I just need to get by.
That's right.
You know, that's the mindset that many, you know, disenfranchised communities have. I can just get by this month.
That's right.
You know, God has been good. You know, and they're not thinking about asset acquisition.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And so we need to change that mindset as well for all generations, just not the senior.
That's right. You know, that's right.
So what sort of impact, you know, are you really looking for with this partnership with AARP, the work for yourself at 50 plus? What's success look like to you?
Yeah. And so that's a wonderful question, right? So we're trying to meet folks where they are, you know, and so it's hard to just project out, you know, one line of success, right? Because again, it could be that one business that's been operating informally that gets licensed and now they're more formally operating, right? Or it could be that like my mother's about to retire actually in December and she's trying to figure out what her next steps are, you know, and so we're kind of having this same conversation at home, right? Where it's, you know, do you want to pursue an entrepreneurial idea? And so it's really taking someone from where they are, and then over the course of this workshop, having that potential, you know, to really take them to another step.
Yeah.
But it should also be thought of as well that it's not, all right, 90 minutes, we're done. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Right.
You know, we're kind of there as a partner. You know, we want to make sure that not only are we there, but that the seniors that participate are connected in ways to other resource partners as well. So wherever they are, they still have a pathway of assistance. So again, I bookmarked it as soon as you said it a little earlier that, you know, you're working for yourself, but not by yourself. And that's really the emphasis of it here. And I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take that.
No. That's nothing I coined. If I did, I would be rich right now. You know, I find that, you know, and I'm not being plugged for this or paid for this at all, but I'm just trying to help. But I, you know, I'm going to buy the book. But I know Steve Harvey just came up with a book called Jump.
Right? Oh, interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard of it, actually.
It's about, you know, taking that leap. And most of us are fearful. Fear is such a controlling factor in many aspects of our life, but it hinders us so much, you know, from just taking that leap. And he's talking about taking that jump, you know, and you got to be smart about it, you know, as well. Does your program talk about overcoming whatever fears or inhibitions, you know, anything that's resisting you or causing you to resist, you know, taking that leap into entrepreneurial.
Yeah. And so one of the things we often find as well is that that is one of the biggest hurdles, you know, because often we particularly with minority communities, you don't grow up talking about finances and mm-hmm. business and those sort of things. Those types of conversations often aren't taking place. And so much of the conversation is just dispelling, be it fear, be it uncertainty, those type of topics that or types of things that are that do hold you back, mm-hmm. but empowering also, you know, so it has to be not just that you're, you know, looking to address fear, but it's also how do you have this quickest pathway to empower someone with information,
yeah,
you know, so right. that they can act. Because mm-hmm. what we don't want to do is have a bunch of, you know, folks who sit in the class, they sit for 90 minutes and all right, done and go back to their regular lives. Right. We want to make sure that translates into action in some way, you know, so that action might be just deciding they're going to write a business plan, or they're going to talk to someone, or they're going to think about their finances in a different way, or their credit, or, you know, different things that are often that connection to entrepreneurship.
Yeah. How do you have a plan in place or a process in place to measure the success that you just talked about?
Yeah. And so that's part of what AARP is going to be looking for, as well as even working with DCRA. And so for some of it's going to be kind of nuts and bolts. Do we have people who go get licensed? How many people participate and develop plans? You know, some of those sort of ideas. Mm-hmm. But what we ultimately want to see is the impact later. You know, and so often when you look at, you know, the outputs, the nuts and bolts, that's a little easier to quantify. But what we're going to be looking at is later, how many people actually took that information and moved forward towards starting a business.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there for those that take action after attending this event. I want to bring you on. I want to spotlight your business.
That would be awesome.
Just like I spotlighted the other two mm-hmm. earlier.
That would be awesome.
I want to spotlight those success stories, those people that are just doing exceptional and extraordinary things after the age of 50. I mean, so many people, I mean, have started successful businesses and mm-hmm. empires. And that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
Necessarily starting
right.
an empire. If that happens, that's great. That's
we would
fine.
Love
that's
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right. That's, hey, we're not hating on that.
That's right.
But, you know, is that practical to think? And, you know, is that reality? Most likely not,
right.
but that doesn't
right.
mean you can't be successful at this. But I want a spotlight that. So please keep me in mind for that as well.
Definitely will.
I look forward to that first business that you guys get through this program. You know, give me a chance to spotlight them. So that can be maybe an impetus, you know, for others to say, I'm going to follow that. That person took a leap. That person
right.
jumped.
We definitely will. Definitely will.
So real quick, how can people contact WACIF? That's the Washington Area Community Investment Fund.
Yep. Through multiple means. We have our website. WACIF.org, mm-hmm. WACIF.org. Mm-hmm. You can give us a call, 202-529-5505. You can check our website as well. We're always at different events. I'm always out running my mouth about the work that we're doing and some mm-hmm. of the programs that we're launching. And always looking to talk to folks. You know, we're in the people business, you know, and investing in people. So, we always encourage folks to come out and talk to us or let us know where we can come out as well.
Gotcha. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone. I enjoyed this conversation. We could probably talk another half an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
So, for sure. I've been speaking with Ms. Harold B. Pettigrew Jr. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
Pettigrew
you did.
Jr. He's the executive director of the Washington Area Community Investment Fund. And we've been talking about an initiative, a program, a partnership between his organization and AARP called Work for Yourself at 50 Plus. They have an event tomorrow, December 13th at 10 a.m. at the DCRA offices located at 1100 4th Street Southwest. That's 1100 4th Street Southwest. To register, here's the number one more again, 888-339-5617, 888-339-5617. Thank you again, sir, for doing what you do.
Absolutely.
I love this program. I'm excited to hear more about it, you know, moving forward.
Thank you, Marshawn.
Here's The Little Drummer Boy by Mr. Darwin Hobbs. When we return, birthday shout-outs as well as news and announcements.
Me, power up above. Our finest gifts we bring. To lay before the King. So to honor him, when we come.
Yes, 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 indeed. It is that time of the week where we acknowledge, we celebrate, we recognize, we honor those that have made it yet another year. And first up is Miss Daisy Hopkins. She is 62, Medicare eligible, this Wednesday, December 14th from Southwest DC. Happy birthday to you, Miss Hopkins, and thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone. We have Miss Linda McBride. She is 56 on Thursday, December 15th from Northwest DC, working at the Department of Energy. Thank you for doing what you do, McBride, and keep on doing it. Miss Ellen McLaughlin is 77 on Friday, December 16th, from Alexandria, Virginia, 77. Wow, she is making it. Miss Romaine or Roman Gibson is 62. Also, Social Security eligible on Friday, December 16th, from Silver Spring, Maryland. Happy birthday to you. Actually, it's Mr. Roman Gibson. Mr. Israel Rhodes is 86 on Friday, December 16th, from Northeast D.C. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Rhodes. And my good friend here at Radio One. He got me started on the right path, y'all. Mr. Mike Chase, I believe. I didn't get his age, but I believe it's 62. Looking good at 62 as well. Saturday, December 17th from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mike. Mr. Brent Schneider is 77 on Saturday, December 17th as well from Northeast D.C. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Schneider. A couple of more here. We have Miss Gwen Peters, 76 on Saturday, December 17th, also from Silver Spring, Maryland. And last but certainly not least, we have Mr. Clarence Rivera, 67 on Sunday, December 18th from Greenbelt, Maryland. To have your birthday mentioned here on the Senior Zone, it is simple. Email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That is info@theseniorzone.com. And I'll do my best to put you on the air. In Senior Zone news and announcements, JCA, that's Jewish Council for the Aging. Their senior tech program offers computer training for adults who are 50 and over, improving lives one click at a time. All classes offered for free from January through April in 2017. Locations are in Gaithersburg, Maryland, as well as Rockville, Maryland. Classes are 2 hours a week, ranging from 1 to 6 weeks. For a list of classes or to volunteer, visit the Beacon Newspaper. It's a free newspaper found in libraries all across the DMV community, and as well as senior centers. Or you can call 240-395-0916. 240-395-0916. Adult daycare programs, they are a great alternative for individuals and families looking to avoid a nursing home admission. So if you're looking for a place to send your loved one during the day, or a way to keep them from being sent to a nursing home prematurely, contact your local office on aging if in the District of Columbia, or the Area Agency on Aging if you live in Maryland or Virginia, to get a referral for that break or solution that you so desperately need. Folks, I've said it for the past month or so, it is still not too late. It is not too late to get your flu shot. Get your flu shot and get it now. The CDC, they recommend that people over 65 especially get their flu vaccinations each year. Why? Because 90% of all the flu-related deaths each year are of our seniors, and even more are put in the hospital. So do your loved ones and do us a favor. Get your flu shot and go get it now. Tomorrow, December 13th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., join us, the Senior Zone, for our Christmas celebration, our midday gala, down at the Chesapeake Beach Spa and Resort. My good friend Captain Fly is going to be there. Live entertainment, good food and dance, and so much more. Bring your friends, call your family, share this with your coworkers. Tell everybody that you know to meet us on down at the Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. That's tomorrow, December 13th. It's a surefire good time, and it's open to the public. For more information and tickets, call 202-351-7053. 202-351-7053. I've also been repeating these next couple of announcements here because I think it's so, so important. I want to make sure that all of you have time and access to get to this website. This website is called benefitscheckup.org. It screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that help you with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment and volunteer opportunities, and so, so much more. Screenings are confidential. This website is absolutely free. Simply go to benefits, that's with an S, benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Again, that's benefitscheckup.org. Folks, if you live in Maryland and you're looking for information and assistance about long-term services that allow individuals to remain at home and plan for future needs, then the Maryland Access Point is your answer. The Maryland Access Point is the gateway for older adults and individuals living with disabilities. For more information on the Maryland Access Point, call 844-627-5465, 844-627-5465. Again, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call us at 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984. Or you can email us at info@thesenierzone.com. info@thesenierzone.com. Be sure to join us here next Monday on the Senior Zone for another informative and engaging show. Until then, please don't change that dial. My dear friend, my good friend, Dr. Eve Taylor of the Discover Your Why radio show is up next. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.